Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At least one of the co-hosts of this particular show who thinks that he stinks and did a terrible job today.
Why'd you say that, Chris?
Because you were unhappy with his decision.
I always defer to those guys for their decision making.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You've said this for years. Sometimes the game, you just need to go by the feel and not what's on a piece of paper.
I love a little bit of seat of your pants managing and coaching. I do. And it's missing from baseball. I don't think it's necessarily missing from Mike Shildt. I think he's willing to do that, you know, in certain situations.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 100% by the book. But today, I understood. Once I saw Morejon warming up, I thought, God, you're going to take Vasquez out, aren't you? Like the fifth inning. But at the same time, and I didn't even know the 361 thing, you know, that was the average against Vasquez. I just knew that Ohtani scares you so much that you feel like you need a fresh pitcher to see him a third time.
I don't disagree with that. So, Ohtani is very, very scary because he can do whatever he wants on a baseball field. The third time through the lineup thing was a very common response to my tweet.
Yeah.
And I get it. I look at those numbers too, but usually Vasquez is at his 95th pitch and he's walked five guys by that point.
Right.
Today was not that Vasquez.
No, today was not that Vasquez. Like I said, everything went into it. It was 1-0. It was Ohtani. It was a day off tomorrow. It was everything. And the Padres thought, let's just try to win this 1-0. If you go back, they've won a couple of games 2-1 like that this year where they weren't hitting. Not that far back. I'm talking about this season. They won games 2-1, 3-2, where they went to the bullpen in the sixth inning and just locked it down.
That was also when the bullpen wasn't giving up anything.
Well, the bullpen, other than, you know, look, Estrada had a bad day, but Morejon not fielding that ground ball is what killed me. I those things drive me crazy.
Well, second time this week that he's messed up a ground ball.
I mean, come on. All right, let's quickly discuss Manny's at-bat in the... Was it the seventh or the eighth inning? It was the seventh inning,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, because they, yeah.
Yeah, they went down quickly in the eighth and the ninth.
Once I saw that it was going to be the bottom of the order, I'm like, this might be over.
Right, yeah. And you know who else saw that it was going to be the bottom of the order? Dave Roberts.
Yes.
And that is why he used Yates in the seventh and Tanner Scott in the eighth. He used his best two guys in the seventh and eighth, saved Vesia for the ninth because... He knew Vesia was going to be facing the bottom of the order, and I could get out the bottom of the order.
I wonder who's talked about that strategy before.
A lot of people have.
You have.
Yeah.
You have.
But a lot of managers do it. The Padres don't need to do it because they're locked in with their 7-8-9. The Dodgers mix and match guys. And also, last year, a couple times, Shildt used Vasquez to pitch the eighth. And somebody else to pitch the ninth. I remember it for sure. I think it was Estrada got the ninth. And Suarez pitched the eighth. So Schilt's done it before, too. Dave Roberts did it today. But back to Manny. Bases loaded. We get it. Michael Kopech walks. The bases loaded. Now, when Arise comes up, understand that they changed pitchers. Banda came in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the same as Fernando immediately swinging earlier in the game, because now you had a different pitcher.
Who's fresh.
But Vasquez, or Arise took a strike, or a ball.
Yeah, ball. It was on the ground.
And then he got one that he liked. And he took a hack, and he popped up. And I guarantee you he wanted to squeeze.
Did you see his reaction?
Did he celebrate?
Yeah, he was angry, and he took the bat, and he was like, looked like he was going to try to break the bat.
Got to be one of the worst feelings for any hitter ever. Bases loaded,
and you're a contact guy.
Game on the line.
That's
and
his zone.
Pop up a pitch like that. But again, I'm not on his case for it. He took a hack. It didn't work. Next up, Manny. Ball one, ball two, ball three. Here's the game inside of the game. Who is on deck? Do you know?
Jack Sparrow.
Of course you do. And how is he doing right about now?
Oh, my fantasy team tells me he's not doing great.
He's not doing well, is he? And who is on the mound? A left-handed pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think happened there. Couple things. First of all, Banda did not certainly want to walk Manny with the bases loaded. Okay?
No.
You don't want to just force in a run. But I don't think he would have minded it, because I think he felt he would have a better chance of getting out Jackson Merrill. And better to walk Manny than have Manny hit a three-run double or a grand slam. So what did Banda do? He nibbled at the strike zone. He didn't throw any pitches in the middle of the zone. He went outside. He went up. He went outside again. And now it's 3-0. And I think what happened is that for a brief second, Manny thought, if this pitch is close on, you know, the fourth pitch, I got to do something with it, because it's going to be up to me, as it has been for the last 3 weeks, to win the game. And so he swung. And unfortunately, and I'm pretty sure Manny would admit to this, he didn't swing at a ball. It was a strike, but he didn't swing at a hitter's strike.
Yeah.
He swung at a pitch that was kind of really toward and almost on the outside corner, and he grounded out. To me, if Jackson Merrill is hitting the way he was hitting in April or a month ago,
different story.
Totally different story. Totally different story. I think Manny says, hey, I'll just pass the baton to the next guy because he's red hot.
I disagree with you.
Should Manny have walked, not swung? In hindsight, of course. But who's been winning every game? Manny.
Yeah.
He knows it. You know it. I know it.
Everybody knows it. I thought this was like perfect situation that's lining up for them. They're going to have
Manny
up.
He did what he felt he needed to do.
The bases loaded. Down a
the
couple.
The unfortunate thing
runs.
Was the pitch was not really a hittable strike. It was a strike, but not a great one. And if he had to do it again, he could have taken that one and then maybe got another good pitch to hit on 3-1. But it didn't work out that way. So I'm not pissed at Manny either. I understand why he did what he did, because you have to take in all of the circumstances surrounding it. And I also believe that Banda didn't care if he walked him. It's weird, but a walk is better than facing the best hitter in the game and letting him win the game.
Yeah.
A walk, you're still winning. And there's an old story about Jim Palmer. Do you know who he is? He's a Hall of Fame right-handed pitcher for the Orioles.
MLB The Show. He's on my Diamond Dynasty team.
Well, he's pretty damn good, and he's in the Hall of Fame, and he won Cy Young's, and he pitched for your guy, Earl Weaver. Jim Palmer. Jim, I didn't look Jim up real quick just to put this in perspective. Give me just a quarter of a second here.
That's all right.
But I looked this up. Jim Palmer, by the way, did not grow up in Beverly Hills. But when he was a little kid, he evidently lived in Beverly Hills.
Oh.
Because Jim Palmer, when I was a kid, held the home run hitting record for my little league.
What?
Yes,
there's a record?
They had a little book and they said most home runs in one season.
That's insane.
And it was Jim Palmer.
That's insane.
Anyway, so Jim Palmer pitched in the major leagues. Get this, Scraby. 3,948 innings.
It's kind of a lot.
It's a lot. He faced 16,000 batters.
Wow.
In his illustrious career, Jim Palmer gave up 0 grand slams. Never won.
That's crazy.
And here's the point of it that goes a little beyond it. He walked 6 guys with the bases loaded that scored runs in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 times the bases were loaded and he didn't intentionally walk them, but he gave up a walk and the run scored. But he obviously didn't give up a grand slam to the next guy because he never gave up a grand slam. Tim Kirkjian looked up the 6 batters that Jim Palmer walked with the bases loaded, because Tim Kirkjian's crazier than I am.
That would take some time.
Tim Kirkjian looked it up. The 6 guys that Jim Palmer pitched around with the bases loaded. Up to Jim Palmer, it's many years ago. Kirkjian wrote for the Orioles, covered the Orioles before ESPN. And he said, "Hey, Jim, I want to run 6 names by you and let me know what you think they have in common."
Ah.
And this is way after Jim Palmer's career.
Okay.
Tim Kirkjian named the first 2 names. And Jim Palmer said, "Oh, stop. Those are the guys that I walked with the bases loaded."
Of course he knew that.
Yeah, he remembered. He knew which guy. That's the kind of attention.
How does that connect, though? I'm not following.
It connects to today because Anthony Banda, I believe, was willing to walk Manny Machado with the bases loaded.
Which doesn't
rather
happen.
Than give him a chance to give it a grand slam.
I see, yeah.
That's where it comes into play.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't disagree with that either.
Yeah.
If I'm facing someone, I'd much rather face Jackson Merrill than Manny
Machado.
Lefty
on lefty, and Jackson is not hitting
well
right now.
He's struggling. He's not seeing the ball well, as he's fully admitted before.
So that's what it all went into all of that.
I saw a chat comment that said basically, and I let it go by, but it basically said every team's fan base does this after every loss.
Does what?
Just breaks
down. Thinks that the season's over?
Yeah, thinks that the season's over. I get it. Last night's game, and I want to talk about last night's game in my first segment.
Okay.
But last night's game was strange. It was weird. It felt everything felt off since last night in the baseball world. And I think the Padres are going to be fine. As long as they win, they keep winning, just get to the trade deadline. AJ needs to make a move, though. He has to.
I'm sure he's trying to.
I'm sure he is, too. But he has to. Like,
yes.
It has to come sooner rather than later.
No, the season did not end today. It doesn't change the fact that I recognize the Dodgers having just a deeper lineup by quite a margin. And can the Padres keep up with them? I don't think that they can the way things are currently constructed.
Agreed.
Which goes back to what you just said, which is they've got to try to do something because they're going to need to do it. They just are.
Your guy, Gavin Sheets in left field, he's not a left fielder. We all know this, but he can play it, I guess.
He survived it today. But here's the thing, man. Gavin is our, what are they calling him?
Holy Sheets.
Derry Bonds, MVP. He's hitting 180 against lefties. He's not a threat.
But he's your power guy.
No, you have no choice. Who are you going to put in? Brandon Lockridge going to bat 5th?
No. Not Campusano either.
Evidently not. Sheets is doing it because he's all they have.
And Jose Iglesias isn't hitting as well as he did last year.
Iglesias is not a threat either. You're right.
The bench is strong defensively, but it's not strong when you need to pull someone in. Like, they had no, and you just said this, they had no right-handed hitter to put up there.
They don't. So who had to bat against was it Tanner Scott? Tanner Scott?
Yeah.
And Vesia, two lefties at the end of the game. Jackson Merrill,
yeah.
Gavin Sheets,
yep.
Jake Cronenworth,
yep.
and Tyler Wade. Four lefties had to bat against two really strong left-handed relievers because the Padres have no other options.
They have no other options. But that's why AJ needs to be on the phone now.
We know. But make no mistake, Scraby and I haven't given up on this team at all.
I will not. I refuse to.
In fact, I said, and I'll say it again, I still believe we have October baseball in our future. But I'm upset to lose two out of three here.
Especially a series I felt like... Winnable series. They could have won the Monday night's game.
Could have won them all.
Could have won it today.
Yeah, could have won
that weird sideshow carnival game that they had last night. We'll talk about shortly.
Could have won them all. Scraby takes over with the Chronicle part of the show next after no more traffic, so you have to make it home on your own.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
428 over Indiana. Second quarter, game three, NBA Finals. One quick note, Oklahoma is 0-7 against the spread on the road in this year's playoffs. It's a little late to bet on the game, but it's something to keep an eye on tonight. We'll see where that goes.
I'm trying to get into this. I just am having a real hard time getting into it.
Well, you know, they told us that Oklahoma City's the greatest team probably ever in NBA history. So you really ought to be enjoying that performance, but... So far, not really getting there either. Although game one was a hell of a finish, I will say that.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Overwhelmed by processed foods? U.S. Wellness Meats offers an all-natural alternative, 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. So, let's talk about last night, because I was thinking about you this and the entire time, Chris.
You were thinking of who?
You.
Me.
Because of how weird last night was.
Okay.
I have no issues with them leaving Sauer in the game for as long as they did. People are like, oh, this is coaching malpractice. He's putting his career on the line. Did you listen to the guy's comments after the game? He did not care. He said he knew his job was to eat as many innings as he possibly could.
Does anybody who's saying that understand that? What's his first name? Mark Sauer?
I think it's Matt.
Matt Sauer. Does anybody understand that the two unsung heroes of today's Dodger victory were Matt Sauer and Kike Hernandez?
Yeah.
Because they went out last night and took a beating so that the Dodgers would have a chance to win today.
Yes.
Okay, you get that.
I do.
But I'm pointing it out to everybody else.
And I think
Dave Roberts did that intentionally. Once the game was 4-0, 5-0 last night, he's like, hey, I'm not winning this game, but I don't want to waste my bullpen so that I lose tomorrow also.
I absolutely
hate that.
You know why? Because you should not be able to play for a... You should not be shorthanded in a bullpen to the point where you're using position player in the sixth.
Well, they're certainly not shorthanded. They got 35 bullpen guys.
I mean, there was no guys in AAA that you could have called up and had ready to go. Number one, Sauer pitched what, 111 pitches? That's not my issue.
He gave up 13 hits. That's a lot.
And a lot of runs, too. He definitely wore that game last night for the Dodgers, and I mm-hmm. think they all appreciate it.
Yeah.
My issue is that Dave Roberts pulled the plug on that game so early, but no one, that's a loser move to me. That is a loser move.
It's a loser move to you, but it's a winning move to the Dodgers because they left town winning the series.
I get it, but like, why? And my
so
first
why do you
question
get it,
in the Big
but you
Five.
Keep calling it a loser move?
Because I think it is a loser move. I get what the reasoning is behind it, but
again,
I think that when you were like Dave Roberts is always trying to outthink the room, and
but when he does, you don't like it
exactly because he doesn't need to do stuff like that.
What?
Like
what?
Really? You're going to put in Kike Hernandez for 2 1/3? 2 1/3? Like that was your plan? That was ridiculous to me. And I figured you have no issues with the guy throwing 111 pitches.
Look, you're going on and on and on about how upset you are, but you're not giving me a good reason to be upset.
Because
they lost the game. Would you, I'll try to get you in football terms, but it's different because you don't play till the next week. But do you have a problem with Brock Purdy being taken out of the game to start the fourth quarter when you're down 51-0?
It's different.
Why?
It's way different.
Why?
To me. Because baseball is you know, when you're throwing in Kike Hernandez, like all those people, and you're gonna roll your eyes at me for this comment, but all those people that went for a game ended up seeing a sideshow. And there should be some sort of rule.
There is.
Yeah, 8 runs. But they need to put a minimum inning rule in. Like, you can't bring in a position player until the 7th or 8th inning.
Okay. And maybe they'll change that.
And the now only that the reason... The Dodgers
are the first team to use a pitcher in the 6th inning like that in, like, 60 years.
I would assume.
Maybe baseball will put a rule in for it.
They won...
You might be right on that.
They won the series, yes. But I did not like what happened last night.
Okay.
And the reason I didn't like it was because that's not competitive baseball. You went and threw in the towel in like the 4th inning, decided that Sauer was just going to go out there and, you know, be, I think Jesse described it as being the goat tied up to the stick in Jurassic Park, which is exactly what he was. Again,
okay.
I don't feel bad for Sauer. I don't. He can pitch
111
pitches.
By the way,
pitches.
If Sauer didn't want to be the goat tied to the stick in Jurassic Park, he could have tried getting somebody out. But you know what? He couldn't. And, you know, once the game got to 4-5-0, Dave Roberts knew his best chance to win the series was to rest the rest of his bullpen, which is exactly what he did, and it's exactly what he needed to do because he needed every one of those guys today. So what he was doing was smart for his ball club. I'm sorry.
It made a joke out of the game last night.
Okay.
I find that highly embarrassing for the Dodgers, even though that they won the series. Okay, fine. For a series that they didn't really care about, they seemed to care about it quite a lot, Chris.
Will Smith didn't care about it.
Vesia was like acting like it was the World Series, but apparently it's not that big of a deal. And I know that I'm coming off as a whiner right now. I know that.
Okay. Well, let me get in your way then.
There should be some sort of penalty if you do not have enough arms to come out of the bullpen and you have to throw a position player in there. Like he at one point said, Sauer, give up all the runs you can, because immediately, as soon as that eighth run crossed, Dave Roberts was out there getting him. And that was their plan. That should not be that loophole should not be there for teams.
Are you yelling at Mike Shildt if and when he has to do the same thing
later this season?
You don't?
I don't.
Really?
I don't think he will.
Oh, yeah?
In the sixth?
Have the Padres had a position player pitch?
No, they have, but
Tyler Wade's pitched.
Yeah, but it wasn't the sixth inning.
The seventh? What difference does it make?
Which game was that? Was that the Rockies?
I don't know. Maybe the seventh or eighth inning. But so what?
I just think it's a loophole.
I don't hate what you're saying here. I think baseball maybe needs to put something in that says we can't have position players pitching before the eighth inning. I'll give you that one.
I just don't like...
I can't. But at the same time, Kike Hernandez was more effective than anybody else last night, pretty much. Like 2 1/3 innings, you only gave him like two hits.
I mean, it turned into a softball game.
Okay.
And that's not okay.
Okay, you've made your point. And I don't hate it.
What did you think about them leaving the goat out on the stick, Matt Sauer?
Again, you have to do what's best for your team. I give Sauer credit for taking it and wearing it. And I guarantee his team appreciated it.
James says, let's sign Kike to our bullpen.
Yeah. One of the best pitchers in baseball right now is a guy in the Phillies, Weston Wilson. He's a left fielder. I think he's pitched 5 or 6 scoreless innings out of the bullpen so far this year for the Phillies.
In the sixth inning?
No. He's seventh and eighth or ninth inning. He comes in, pitches 2 innings when they need it.
I think I have a hangover.
I don't think so. What you're trying to say is that every team's got to try as hard as they can to win every game.
Exactly.
And we've told you that that's not how it works in baseball, and we've been telling you that for years, that every now and again you have to rest Robert Suarez and pitch somebody else because it's better for the long run.
I never expected them to put their closer in, but they should be responsible to have some arms in the bullpen. What if Sauer hurt himself? Where are they going to go then? They can't. They had no one to go to. So what would they have done? They can't pitch a position player. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, you're done.
I think I have a hangover from last year because someone reminded me last night about the phrase sinister sling. Remember that, Chris?
No.
When Manny threw the ball at Dave Roberts and he made a big deal and they call it the sinister sling.
So you still hate Dave Roberts?
Rosenthal wrote that article that was not good.
No, Ken Rosenthal's. I've completely lost all respect for him at that point. And we are now, 8 months past that? I have not listened or read one thing he said since.
Interesting.
So there you have it.
I only click when it has Padres-related stuff.
Could care less what Ken Rosenthal has to say right now.
I know.
It's of no interest to me.
All right. I'm surprised you didn't have more of a thought.
On what?
On last night, but I gave it to you.
I think the Dodgers did what they had to do,
and you're upset
because it kind of turned out to work today.
That's probably true.
Yes, last night was all about trying to win today.
If the Padres win today, I don't have a problem with it. I don't know that I'm as mad.
Didn't the Dodgers cough up game 3 almost of last year's playoff in order to rest the bullpen so that they could have a bullpen game in 4 and 5?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I have to go back, but I thought they did something similar in the playoff last year. I'm almost sure they gave up a playoff game.
I can tell you right now, though, if the Padres are at Chavez Ravine and they threw in a position player, there's things being thrown on the field.
Oh, I think you're wrong. Well, there might be things thrown on the field just because, but I don't think it's going to be because of that.
I know. Now I'm taking it too far. All right, that's it.
Did the Rockies bring somebody in when it was 21-0? I think they did.
I got to go look back at that, but
they did. Jacob Stallings, their catcher, pitched the.
I think that's a eighth or ninth completely inning. Different situation.
Well, every team in baseball is doing it, not just the Dodgers. Take a break. You're running the show.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. We have the Big Five coming up next, and in the Big Five, I guess I'm going to have to get rid of my question about the minimum inning thing. But we're going to talk about Sandy Alcantara. We'll also talk about what the Chiefs are doing with a possible new stadium in Kansas City. So, Big Five up next on 97.3 The Fan.
6:37 on the Skrello Hour.
Love it.
Chris Hello and Matt Scraby. You guys call it the Skrello Hour. Fine with me. 5-2 Dodgers over the Padres. Indiana 51, Oklahoma City 49. So, close game so far. Second quarter, 3 minutes left. Game three, NBA Finals. Scraby's got a Big Five.
I do.
To wrap up the show today. I don't know what more we can, you know, go Dodger Padre. Let's at least save something. There's four more games next week. So, you know, we better at least hold something back for that. Diamondbacks are first. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Four against the Dodgers next week. They can
That's what I just said.
I know they could take that series.
Yeah,
they went all
four, and I might be willing to admit that
if they win three, you will.
If they win all four, I'll say that maybe the Dodgers aren't better, but God, they look better. All right, give me a Big Five, Scraby. I've had enough of the Padre whining. Yeah. It's time to turn the page.
Yeah, time to turn the page is right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get started here. There we go. Jeez, it didn't move for a second. We'll get started.
Number five.
And I'm just going to keep the question that I had. And that one is, we've already kind of talked about, but I don't know. I don't have another question for you. The position player pitching.
Okay.
And this was before we went into this last segment.
Right.
Do you think they really do need a minimum inning for them to enter the game? Because sixth inning to me is too early.
Okay, well, understand this. I think they're headed there.
Okay.
Because as of last year, there were no restrictions.
And then there were
some restrictions. You could start the game with Kike Hernandez if you wanted to.
Yes.
At least now, they put it in that you have to be 8 runs or further behind.
Correct.
We'll see what the Dodgers did last night, pitching him in the sixth inning. I think they will frown on that. And I think they will probably try to say 8-run lead, eighth inning or later, because otherwise it's a little silly.
I have a better question I just thought of. Don and Mudd were talking about this last night.
Okay.
Do you want to see, as Mudd called it, a slaughter rule?
No.
I don't either.
I hate that.
I don't either. You can't just
you
end
like
a game.
You walk off the game in the bottom of the... Well, first of all, again, you just said you think it's a mockery for the fans. Should the fans go home in the fifth inning if the score is 14-1?
No, you shouldn't.
You're paying $130 to get into the game, or you know, more.
I don't think that they should make a run rule or anything like that.
Right.
Don said maybe 12 runs is like the run rule. I would have to say, like, if they're going to come up with a run rule, it's got to be like 15 or 20 runs.
No run rule. Don't even go there.
I agree.
I get why Don and Mudd want it, because they like to get home.
Well, that's what
after
Don,
the game.
Don said. Yeah. Five. He said five and fly or something like
Don,
that.
Look, let me tell you something. You've never seen a human being move faster, and this includes Usain Bolt. You've never seen a human being move faster than Don Orsillo getting out of the game after he's done broadcasting. It is a sight to behold.
It is. It's great because he knows what happens. If he takes
and
any
he knows
extra...
How to get, he knows how to get to the car,
yep.
The quickest route. He doesn't... He kind of holds his gear like a football.
And he just
rumbles
goes.
Through the crowd.
Yes.
And everybody's yelling at him, hey, Don. And he's like, hi. He's very pleasant.
Of course.
But he's... Yeah.
But he wants to miss the traffic that we're all trying to miss. So he's a very smart man for getting out there.
I sat in it for 1 hour.
And that's exactly what Don does not want to do.
I sat in it for an hour, and I'm not talking about it took me an hour to get home. It took me an hour to get out of the tailgate lot itself. Somebody please cut a hole in the fence and put another exit in.
I think it was a Dodgers Padres thing. But because I've been in the tailgate lot before, and it's taken 20, 30 minutes, but that's the most.
The tailgate lot has one exit. And
I
you've
thought
got
there was another one on the other side.
Different lines. Oh, is there? Well, I didn't see that one.
Anyway, I know it took a lot of people a long time to get out of the park on Monday night.
One more thing on Don Orsillo.
Yes.
Jake Cronenworth almost hit him with a foul ball in the ninth inning today.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, fouled it right into the booth. Don Orsillo was under the desk, came out from under the desk and said, "Hey, this is not the Crone Zone up here."
That's funny.
It was funny.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on from this now.
Number four.
A trade deadline name that we are going to hear lots about is Marlins pitcher Sandy Alcantara. The 2022 National League Cy Young winner missed the entire 2024 season with Tommy John surgery, but this is not the year that he has wanted so far. Through 13 starts, he has a 7.14 ERA with a lot of ugly numbers. So, Chris, if the price was right, would you still trade for him hoping to turn it around?
So you're asking me, should the Padres trade for Sandy Alcantara?
Sure. I was making a general, but you sure, yeah.
Well, I to answer your first question, there's no question. Somebody's going to trade for him.
And hope for the best.
Absolutely. And they're probably going to get something because the 7.14 ERA you just talked about,
yep,
that looks awful. But Last month, it was 8-4-2. Then it went down to 8-1-0. Then it went down to 7-9-9.
So he's getting better.
7-8-9. Now 7-1-4.
He's definitely getting better.
He's trending slowly. I will say his last two starts have been against Colorado and Pittsburgh. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Whatever gets you back on track.
But the fact that he's trending, he's going to be traded. And it's just a matter of who's going to put together the package to get him.
It's going to be really interesting, though.
I will hold my breath when he pitches for the Padres if they get him. Again, though, how are the Padres going to get him? With what? Are they going to get him? With what?
I don't think he's going to be very, very expensive.
Somebody who follows,
I don't think he's
somebody
Ethan
follows
Salas.
What?
I don't think he's a... I don't think that they would trade any of those guys
well,
for
Well, they're not
Sandy
going
Alcantara.
To. Okay, all right, let me clarify. They're not going to trade Ethan Salas or DeVries, so how are they going to get him? Because they don't have anything else.
They do.
Okay.
They have, like, Cash Mayfield's a good name.
Okay.
I know another good name is Boston Bateman.
Okay.
They got some guys. They got some guys.
Okay.
But, I would hope for the best and trade for him because he has talent. It just didn't disappear. Maybe the Tommy John thing
pretty much disappeared.
Maybe the Tommy John
Since
thing is
the Cy Young,
something we should pay attention to.
Good.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Number three.
The Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, boardroom CEO Rich Kleinman, have met multiple times over the past week and are sifting through trade scenarios, sources told ESPN. The two sides are expected to work together on potential destinations, and teams that have expressed interest in Durant mainly feature the Rockets, Spurs, Heat, Timberwolves, and Knicks. Several wildcard suitors have made inquiries on Durant in the past 7 to 10 days, sources said. I'm up first. Has the amount of teams KD has played for made you think less of him as a player? My answer, it might not be a fair one, but yes. I do not like the NBA and the constant moving of these guys. Like, they give up on their situation so easy all the time. KD has played for, I don't know, 6 or 7 teams, Chris?
Maybe 4.
More?
4.
4. That's not as much as I thought, but he'll have a 5th team pretty soon. I don't like how easy it is for the NBA to allow their players out of their, not contracts, but out of their situations. Chris?
Life has changed. For an example, I will take you to the Chargers in the early 80s. They had a wide receiver named John Jefferson. He was really good. Caught a bunch of stuff from Fouts, highlight reel stuff, all pro. Kept asking for a contract extension and a raise every year. And they gave him one, then he asked for it again. Then they gave him one, and he asked for it again. Finally, he asked for it again, and they said, enough's enough.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
And they shipped him to Green Bay, yes. Which at the time was the worst team in the league and about the furthest away from San Diego weather-wise you could get.
Yeah.
John Jefferson was hardly ever heard from again. Fast forward to now. Wouldn't it be nice if the Phoenix Suns could say to Kevin Durant, you know, kind of tired of your act.
Yeah.
You can be traded, but we're going to decide where it goes. And we've decided that Charlotte sounds about right for you.
Yeah, why not?
Right? Wouldn't it be cool?
I wonder if he probably but has some no trade clause.
Well, of course he does. And of course he will decide where he gets traded.
That's the problem.
And it is annoying. Yes, but the bottom line is it's gone too far this way. Because John Jefferson had no control back then.
Mm-hmm.
At least he should have had some.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant has way too much control now.
I mean, he's handpicking
he should
where
have
he goes.
Less. And he has been doing that his entire career. Yes.
Apparently he never wants to play for the Warriors again, though. So
fine.
I don't know why, but which one are we on now?
Two. Number two.
Who did Kevin Durant play for when he won the Rookie of the Year award?
Sonics.
Yep. Seattle.
I do remember that.
Sonics.
He's been in the league forever.
2008.
That is a long time.
Yep.
17 years?
17th yes. year just finished up.
All right. The Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs,
are still averaged 18 a game this year. Not bad. Or no, wait. No, I take it back. He averaged 26-6. What am I talking about?
Very good.
26-6!
He's got to be not my age.
He's 36 years old.
I was going to say, he's got to be high 30s.
Still 26-6. Man.
That is pretty good.
Pretty good.
The Chiefs are on track to get the public money they need to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. Along the way, though, they have unlocked an opportunity to get a new stadium in the state of Kansas.
Okay.
Now, in the coming days, the Missouri legislature could be approving a plan to pay for 50% of a $1.15 billion overhaul of Arrowhead. The other option would entail a significantly more expensive new stadium that will have a roof and, in turn, more events in the non-football season and a potential Super Bowl. The Chiefs have said they do want a dome, but Arrowhead is a place with a vibe that would be difficult to replicate, is what they said. So a full decision has to be coming soon. Kansas has set the expiration for their offer at the end of this month. Okay. So, Chris, would you like to see Arrowhead continue or a new domed Kansas City Stadium?
I don't care, because I'm not there. But you know that Denver is on the verge of building a new dome stadium.
Wait, and for the Broncos?
Yes. Invesco Field is now 20 years. It's not Invesco Field. It's something else now.
Yeah.
But that's like 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
And it's not domed, and they can't get a Super Bowl or have a...
They're in Denver!
They're willing to pay the money. The people in Denver will give them the money. They want it. They'll give the owner, who already doesn't need the money, but they will support it, and they will, you know, figure out a deal. If the people in Kansas or Kansas City or Missouri, wherever, want, I say, move some of those people to San Diego so that we could have enough people here who wanted to donate so that we could have a stadium.
That would be
nice. This is my argument every time.
That would be nice.
Everywhere in the country, Charlotte, New Orleans, Kansas City, Denver, these little ho-dunk towns, they all have people.
There.
You know what I mean, though? People know what I mean. Everywhere, it seems, but here, people are willing to say, yeah, we want the entertainment of a big stadium with a dome on it so that we can get a Super Bowl, etc.
And I totally get it. I lived in Cincinnati for a year. There's not much to do outside of
going to
sports.
Well, and also the people in Cincinnati are still paying for all the money they donated to that Bengal stadium.
Yes, they are.
But they're willing to do it because they want to go see football. Denver's willing to. Kansas City's willing to. Good for them.
The only, in my mind, the only sports that should be played in a dome outside of like basketball and hockey and stuff, baseball should be played in a dome because of all the rainouts and all that stuff.
I would love it.
Football needs to be outdoors.
I would love it if the NFL, you know, was willing to play a championship game in the snow, but
they kind
really
of sort
aren't.
Of tried when they went to New York
yeah,
that one year.
Yeah, but then it was perfect weather that
it was.
Year.
It was very, very nice weather, but
yeah.
I think the Arrowhead. They need to keep Arrowhead. That is some. That is a huge part of the Chiefs franchise history.
I miss snow games. I don't like the fact that fields are so nice now that they never turn muddy. But the bottom line is we have now the technology to do this, so this is what we're going to do.
It's the way
it goes. And you know what? It would have probably cost each of us out here, I don't know, $5, $10 on our taxes. We would have had to give the money and help Spanos, I know. But we would have a team, we would have Super Bowls, we'd probably even have Final Fours, because San Diego is the number one destination for everyone, and I'd still be willing to take that over spending the money on fixing potholes that never got fixed anyway.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, you already got me started. So there you go.
I drove over a pothole the other day.
I know.
And I screamed.
I know.
I was like, why?
It's okay, though. We have enough money to make 500 more miles of bike lanes. Thank goodness for that.
Maybe we need to do a news talk show, Chris, because we got plenty of city things that we could talk about here.
Yeah,
it's craziness.
Yeah.
Number one.
While the New York Knicks continue to search for his replacement, Tom Thibodeau sent a classy message to the city where he got to live out his quote-unquote dream job. In a fitting old-school kind of way, Thibodeau took out an ad in the New York Times to thank New York City and Knicks fans today. I looked, and I found out. Now, a full-page Sunday ad costs around $250,000.
$250,000.
A weekday ad is around $54,000.
Okay.
So, I'm assuming he spent anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000.
Pretty good.
Why spend the money when you could do it for free on social media? And I think the answer for me is that he's an old-school guy. This is how he's going to communicate to his people.
A lot of people like to take an ad out in the city that they played, and I think it's far more classy, and it shows a lot more caring and a personal touch.
I get that.
Rather than
yeah.
a simple tweet, which I know what you're saying can do the job, but doesn't carry the same weight, even still, as a full-page ad in a newspaper. That was a great move by Tibbs. And I'd also like to say, who do the Knicks think they are that they can just call every franchise in the NBA and beg for their coach?
Oh, they did that with the Mavs.
Thank goodness the Mavs said no, Minnesota said no, Chicago said no. Like, why should these teams give the Knicks their coach? Who are the Knicks? Other than one of the worst franchises in the league. And one of the dumbest.
Yes.
So good for all the NBA teams for saying, no, can't have my coach.
For a guy who looks very angry all the time and Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, this was a good move, right?
Yeah.
Right? It
seems like a happy guy.
Changes your opinion of him a little bit. A
little bit.
Whereas a tweet would have had no effect.
No, and he paid money out of his pocket for this.
Yeah, he paid 50 grand probably, 40 grand.
That
good for him.
Goes a long way with me.
And me too. That's well, you asked why I did it. There's
you
your
go.
Answer.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. Wow. That was fast.
It was good, and we're at halftime of the NBA game, so I'll get home. I might watch the second half. Pacers lead 64-60 over the Thunder with the series tied at 1. So game 3 rolls on there. Tomorrow we have the 10 a.m. Padre Roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk. Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods, myself, everyone else. That's tomorrow morning, 10 to 11.
5 seconds.
If you miss it, we'll replay it later. We're on at 2. See you then.
Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.